More Israeli bombs dropped on Lebanon and more Hezbollah rockets rained down on Israel today, as the current flare-up in the conflict in the Middle East shows no sign of abating. At least 24 people were killed during Israeli airstrikes, and Hezbollah rockets wounded at least 5 Israelis. With the conflict entering its second week, there are efforts on the diplomatic front to end it. A UN envoy has been meeting with Lebanese and Israeli officials to explore the possibilities of a ceasefire and a negotiated resolution. In Brussels, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said today that he expects European nations to contribute troops to augment stabilization forces in the event of a ceasefire. It is urgent, he said, for the international community to act to make a difference on the ground. We now hear from 2 people on the ground caught up in the conflict, one in the Israeli port city of Haifa, the other in the hills outside Beirut.
We turn first to one resident of Haifa. Amatzia Baram teaches Middle East history at the University of Haifa. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
And I gather that you and your wife have decided to stay there in Haifa. Do you have a bomb shelter that you can go to?
Well, not really. I have sort of a lower floor of the apartment, but it's not really a shelter. So until I get there, it will be all over. So it makes no sense.
So what are you doing in the midst of all of this?
Well, actually, we are carrying our lives very much as normal. We don't limit any of our activities, but many people are going less in the street. There are very few buses going around town. Still are, but not very many. People are not going shopping very much. I'd say Haifa streets look, I would put it half deserted or to three quarters deserted. In the case of me and my wife, absolutely no change in our lifestyle or anything at all.
Do you have any plans to leave the city if things get worse? I guess what I'm saying, how bad would they have to get for you to leave?
Absolutely no plans. I have to finish my book. I'm writing a book on Islam and the state, mosque and state in Iraq. And this is important to finish it quickly before they have the constitution out. So we stay home. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to the south. It makes no sense. The way at least I look at it is this. It's very unpleasant, especially when you hear those sirens, and the sirens are much more frightening than the bombs. But the danger to life is far less now when you have so few cars in the roads, because a car accident is much more dangerous.
Professor Baram, thank you for talking with us. Amatzia Baram is a professor at the University of Haifa, speaking from his home.